Hi everyone, it's 4:21 PM, Thursday, December 1, 2005. This is Jem, and you're listening to the Misadventures in Taiwan podcast. Today's funny Taiwanese catchphrase of the day is Motor Show Young Fascist. What is this? It's this sign at the clothes shop I spotted at this store in Mato. Mato is this town that is bigger, bustlier, livelier. Not like a real city, but it's not getting there, but it's at least livelier and bustlier than the town surrounding this school, which is like deep into the mountains and all you see are like farmlands. Anyway, in Mato, which is 20 minutes away by scooter from our school, there's this clothes shop that calls itself Motor Show Young Fascist. M-O-D-E-R, Show Young Fascist. Motor probably is like a misspelling of mode or something, which isn't really funny, but fascist is because, oh, by the way, I'll be putting up like a photo of the sign, yeah, in the blog post that'll contain this podcast, so just check it out. Anyway, fascist is really funny because if your eyes see it, you'll be thinking, what, fashion crossed with hashish or something. Anyway, it's supposed to be like fashion. I don't know how it was. I mean, what kind of typo could conk out fashish? I mean, if you mistype fashion, I mean, I don't know. You should like type things that are near that I and O and N in the keyboard, but how did it end up as fashish? I don't know. Anyway, so there you go. That's today's funny Taiwanese catchphrase of the day, which I just repeated of the day, so that makes me very redundant. Anyway, next, today's topics, I'm going to talk about some stuff from the news, like peanut butter killing incident, what is that, and students forced to stand on the street as punishment, and the upcoming midterm elections or something in Taiwan, and so anyway, to start with the elections, I'll start with that because it's not like very exciting. The elections, come December something, mid-December anyway, there will be like elections for legislature and town mayors, stuff like that, all over Taiwan. So all around here in Tainan County, which is like, you know, the back of the woods and stuff, we have like, you could see like campaign posters like in sacks, you know, like rice sacks, but with the words and photos printed on it, stuck in like electricity posts. It's kind of cute because like when we went to Taipei like 3 weeks ago, like everything's like big billboards and stuff, but here in the provinces, I suppose the candidates were thinking, yeah, you know, whatever, let's just save money and stuff. But that's not the, I was just going to talk about the elections like basically because I don't really know much about it, and not many people who are studying in the Animation Institute with me are very like politically aware either, because yeah, we really just watch TV for cartoons and whatever. A lot of my classmates watch Korean soap operas, but I really can't stand them. But anyway, so elections, basically like I'm gonna talk about like the political system in Taiwan, but don't take my word as fact, okay? If you've got a book report on, I mean, if you've got a school report and something, I'm not like an encyclopedia. So basically the political party in Taiwan is divided into the Green Party and the Blue Party. The Green Parties, it's a new party. It's aiming for independence. I mean, pushing for independence of Taiwan. And the Blue Party, hopefully, I mean, the Blue Party aims for a future reunification with China. Hopefully, when the communists are gone or dead or whatever. But the Green Party, they want to just like, you know, have Taiwan like be a separate state. Where did the Blue Party come from? The Blue Party came from China a long, long time ago before the communists took over. The Blue Party people, they overthrew the last emperor, right? And then they founded their party. And then, so they were for like a brief span of like how many years? Maybe 10 years, 5 years, I don't know. They were like in power in China, and then the communists came along and, hey, you know, they got nowhere to go. So they just escaped to Taiwan. And then they were like the rulers of Taiwan for like so many years, maybe 50 something years. And then, I don't know, they opened up like free elections for president and stuff like, what, 5 years ago, and the Green Party won. I mean, it's a newly formed party, obviously, because before, like, there were only, like, elections for lower-level positions and not, like, for president. Anyway, so, like, the current president is a member of the Green Party. He was re-elected last year, and he was, you know, he already served, like, a previous term. Anyway, so, you know, he's the Green Party guy, and anyhow, so that's basically the gist of what's going around Taiwan today, you know. So, and the thing is, I was just gonna talk about about this thing that caught my eye. So we were watching the news, right? So in TV, you see all these like ads. They're not campaign ads because I don't know. But they're like ads from the government saying, aha, you guys have to watch out. If someone tries to buy your vote, you have to report them to the cops or whoever. Vote buying is illegal and immoral and things like that. It's not going to help you. And then there are also things on TV reminding you, when you vote on the day of an election day, you guys don't forget to bring these things. You have to bring your identity card. Every person in Taiwan has an identity card. It's this like ID, you know, kind of like when you were in school, except this is like for you for your whole life. You can't go anywhere. Oh yeah, well, I guess you can, but you can't lose your ID. It's got your photo and you have to update it every like how many years. And you have to bring your personal ID card. And then you have to bring your stamp, because every person in Taiwan has this like special stamp you use to sign your documents with. Talk about that some other time. And then bring yourself, and I guess that's it. Yeah, bring your ID and then your stamp. Yeah, okay, that's it. And anyway, just reminders and stuff on TV. And then they were like reminding you to like, oh, this is how you fill out forms, blah, 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 candidate this. And you have to like place a mark in this box, whatever. And then the funny thing that caught my eye is that there were like all these like positions for congressmen or senators or something. And one of the positions was for Aboriginal mountain people. And the other position was for the representative for the Aboriginal lowlands people. And I was like, what's that, right? And so I asked my friend and she's like, I don't know. And she was actually like at first saying, no, there's only like Aboriginal mountain people. They don't live in the lowlands. I'm like, yeah, but I'm sure my eyes weren't tricking me. I'm sure I saw like there's this extra category that said Aboriginal lowlands people. But what does that mean? And then she was like insisting there was the lowlands thing was like not real. So I'll talk about that later. But thing is like the mountain people. She said that, well, if you're an Aboriginal person, you have to vote for that category. I was like, yeah, and also if you're born in that place, and then you know, if you're registered in that place, you vote for that area. But how can you tell if you're an Aboriginal person? I mean, so what if you have like one Aboriginal dad and one regular Taiwanese mom? I mean, what does that make you? It doesn't matter, right? Because she said, because like as long as you're born in that area, okay. But so I said, what if you're like a regular Taiwanese person and you live in that area? Will you be qualified to vote there? And she was like stumped. But then she said, no, I guess not. You won't be. I'm like, you will just be voting for the general area. Say you live in like a mountain of Tainan, you'll be voting for like the Tainan representative and not the specific Aboriginal mountain representative, even if you live in that mountain, if you're just a regular dude. I'm like, okay, that's great. But what if you have like this one grandparent who is Aboriginal, but your other grandparents and your other set of grandparents were all regular Taiwanese people? What does that make you then? Does that make you like 0.1% Aboriginal? How could you still vote? And you know, then, you know, we get to like complicated questions. So, you know, then we got a headache. So anyway, because people here at the Animation Institute aren't, you know, really known for their intellect. So like me, you know, just kind of dumb and swinging along. So anyway, thought it was just like interesting because you guys might want to know. Because there are Aboriginal people in Taiwan and they pretty much look the same as like Taiwanese people, except like they're kind of darker and have like bigger eyes and generally look better anyway. So anyway, what else? But I wasn't wrong though, because like I checked the internet and there's a separate category in the elections for representative for Aboriginal lowlands people, not only for mountain people. But I suppose the same rules apply, you know, if you were born there, that area, it doesn't matter mountain or lowland, whatever. If you've got one parent who's Aboriginal, then that would make you. But then again, that would be like weird, because how could you like count? What if you have like this great grandparent who was Aboriginal? Does that make you an Aboriginal too? Do you have the right to vote there? Well, that is like, you know, a very like far away question. It's kind of like that question's like, if you had a time machine and you went back in time and killed your grandparent, would you still be here? You know, I like those kind of like super roundabout questions that don't really have an answer. But anyway, that was kind of like boring. And I wasted, 10 minutes and 22 seconds of your time. So I'm going to get to the news, the funny news. And I'll make it quick because I don't like to, you know, have my podcasts running too long. So the peanut butter news. This was a news bit I saw yesterday. I actually read it on the internet. It's about this dude. There were two sources and they kind of vary in their details. But basically one source says, so there's a 17-year-old high school girl and she went went on a date with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend had like a peanut butter sandwich an hour ahead of their date. And then, so they went on their date, and then an hour after, well, they were on their date, an hour after eating the peanut butter sandwich, the guy kissed her, and then she died right in front of his eyes because she was allergic to peanuts. Aha. Uh-huh. But the other news source said that the girl was 15, and same story, like the guy ate a peanut butter sandwich, but it didn't, but the other news story said he kissed her right after eating the sandwich, not like after an hour had passed, and then she also died right in front of his eyes. So that other news was kind of more sensational because, like, it's like right after eating the sandwich, he really wanted to, like, you know, go into the kissing game or something. But anyway, the point is, like, you know, that's like kind of weird, right? And kind of unfortunate, and I suppose traumatic for the young boy, but, well, young man, because, you know, it could have been a young boy dating like 17 or 15 year old girl, depending on which news source you're gonna believe. Anyway, I'll leave the news link up on my blog, the blog post that'll contain this podcast, so you guys could check it out. And then lastly, this news bit I saw like many days ago, and I didn't have time to like podcast, so I just, you know, decided to talk about it now. I searched for a link online, like for the source here, on the internet, so you guys could read it. So anyway, what's the news about? It's about like a bunch of students who were forced to stand outside in the street, like it's in a Taipei street, who were forced to stand outside the street like memorizing things in the cold blistering wind or something, because like it's kind of cold now in Taipei and wind like 19 degrees maybe. Anyway, which isn't cold, I suppose, if like you guys are from like Alaska and you're used to the cold. But anyway, so and the funny thing is they were forced to stand in the streets memorizing like vocabulary words or something because they did poorly on a test. But the funny thing is the people punishing them isn't like a real school. It's not like, you know, like, I don't know, the municipal public school or something. No, it's a cram school. You see, most kids, virtually every kid in Taiwan doesn't have a life until like they're 16 or something. Taiwanese kids have to go through 6 years of high school as opposed to 4 years like everywhere else. They have to go to 3 years of junior high school and then 3 years of senior high school, and they usually don't really have a life until like their last year of senior high school when they're really pretty sure that they could go into college already. But anyway, I'll talk about that next time. The point is, these kids who were punished, they were like in their last year of junior high school, and it's like really competitive because they have to like take exams to get into a good senior high school, or else you'll have like a lousy life and be a loser your whole life or something. Anyway, so most kids starting from like first grade or something, they go to cram schools to improve their English, their math, their Chinese, their history, their geography, and every other bloody thing possible. Anyway, so they go to cram school. So the people, the school punishing these kids and forcing them to stand outside of the streets is a cram school, and it was like on the news because like they were forced to stand outside. From the video footage on TV, I could see it's like in front of the Taipei main train station, and it's like weird because, you know, if that was me, if that cram school forced me to stand on the street, I just like quit. It's not even a real school. What right does it have to make me stand outside there for like hours? Anyway, so they were like on the news, right? And yeah, it's like pretty funny. And you know what? It didn't really help any because those kids like caught on camera, they were just like giggling and like, you know, holding their notebooks. And how the hell could you concentrate standing on this noisy street? But that's like really dumb. Anyway, they were punished. The cram school punished them because like they did poorly in some exam in their real school. So it was just like, you know, lame ass. So anyway, cram school suck. Whatever, you know, just spend your money studying like, I don't know, at home or something. Anyway, well, that's today's podcast for today. It's pretty boring. I was gonna talk about this other thing, but I'm already running late, so I'll talk about like next podcast. So take care. Goodbye. Thanks. Bye.